This is Engineering Marvels. Some words have a bad reputation. They conjure up bad memories, frustrations, or fears. Don't believe me? How do you feel when I say math? What about physics? Anyone feel like taking their hands off the steering wheel to cover their ears? But math and physics are the cornerstones of engineering, and you probably know more physics than you think. For instance, most of us know that Newton's first law of motion begins with the phrase, "Objects in motion tend to stay in motion," and Newton's third law of motion is even more well known. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Well, sandwiched in between the first and third laws of motion is Newton's second law. Newton's second law states that the total force acting on an object is equal to the mass of the object multiplied by its acceleration. It doesn't trip off the tongue quite as easily as the other laws of motion, but it is a powerful tool nonetheless. Acceleration refers to the rate at which the velocity of an object is either increasing or decreasing. Think about an object at rest. What would be its acceleration? If you said zero, you're on the right track. So if the total force of an object is equal to its mass times its acceleration, and its acceleration is zero, then what do we know about the force acting on that object? Yep, zero again. Can an object have zero force acting on it, though? Of course not. Even out in space, gravitational forces are acting on the object to pull it closer to one heavenly body or another. But if force can't be zero, how can anything ever stand still? The answer lies in the word total. If an object is at rest, the total amount of force acting on the object must be zero. Multiple forces may be present, but they must cancel each other out. When forces are balanced in this way, we say the body is in equilibrium. And I bet equilibrium is a word we have all used from time to time, which only goes to show how much better we are at math and physics than we think. Engineering Marvels is a joint production of the Frank H. Dotterwhite College of Engineering at Texas A&M University Kingsville and South Texas Public Radio. Past episodes are available online at tamuk.edu/engineering. I'm Jason Martin.